Blackstone Audiobooks presents
The Howard Hughes Affair by Stuart M. Kaminsky.
We have got to the deductions and the inferences, said Lestrade, winking at me. I find it hard enough to tackle facts, Holmes, without flying away after theories and fancies.
You are right, said Holmes demurely. You do find it very hard to tackle the facts.
The Boscombe Valley Mystery, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Chapter 1. The microphone and boom thudded down on the stage within a sigh of taking off the toes of my bare right foot. I had taken the shoe off because the bottom of my right foot began to itch after an hour of waiting in the dark studio at NBC. With the microphone still rolling into the wings, I reached for my shoe and sock, went flat on my stomach, and squinted into the darkness. Things were not going right for me. I had conned my way past the night guard and taken a seat on the side of the stage where I could see anyone who came into Studio B. The killer was supposed to wait for me to contact my informant before making his move and getting caught. It was all very reasonable and simple, but the killer didn't seem to understand what was expected of him. The dim corridor light behind the killer caught a glint of metal in the audience. Studio B was soundproof. I could be dead without anyone knowing it till morning. At 44, I was still agile and ugly, but with one shoe off and against a pistol, I was too slow and unarmed. In addition to which, there wasn't a hell of a lot of room to hide. Even if I could get to my 38, which I had left in the glove compartment of my car, I had never shot a human in my life, in spite of 7 years as a Glendale cop, 5 more as a Warner Brothers security guard, and almost 5 years as a private investigator. In stark contrast, my friend in the audience had done...